There's a fundamental yesod in Parshas Vayishlach that appears in the Ramban, in Sefer Chinuch, and it really requires more than just 2 minutes of Thursday afternoon. Then we'll come back to it another time, another place. But the basic yesod of Dover revolves around the symbolic significance of the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. It's a very strange thing. It's, we don't find that Hilchos Kashrus usually has anything to do with history. It's the only part of our history that somehow we feel the need to incorporate into our butcher stores. We have a lot of interesting things that happened to us throughout the ages, and that doesn't really create dinim in terms of kashrus. And there's something about Gid Anoshe that's special. So the Rishayim explained, what was it about Gid Anoshe that's so special, so important? Gid Anoshe is the yesedis of our entire history. That there are two fundamental truths about our history that have to be reminded, have to remind us every time we sit down and have a piece of meat. Number one, that Klal Yisrael will always prevail. Klal Yisrael will always survive. Yaakov Avinu, with all odds against him, fighting angels in the middle of the night, he wins. But it comes at a price. Yaakov gets hurt along the way, and he gets hurt, but he gets back up again. Klal Yisrael get hurt throughout the years, they get smacked down a little bit, and they pick themselves up, and they move forward. So that model of getting banged up, getting hurt, and never giving up, and moving forward, that's the Yisayid the Rishayim say. We have to always remember that. It's the Yisayid of Yisayids. So it's the Yisayid of Jewish history. It's the Yisayid of personal history also. We're always like that. Everyone's like that. That everyone has their down days. Not everyone, the world, the sun is not shining always for everybody all the time. In the realm of Ruchnius, people have their tough days. Not every day you're flying high with Aiden Asadayans and Intercolor Pulsar. And there are days when you just, can't seem to put yourself together. There are days when you just kind of get back under the covers and go to sleep. And when people make mistakes and they feel bad about it, and they just don't want to, feel like it's over, the game's over. The Yisayid of Gid Anoshe is, no matter how many pops over the head or over the foot that you got in the middle of the night, tomorrow's another day. That eventually your wounds will heal, and your physical wounds, your spiritual wounds will heal, and you're going to move on. And tomorrow's going to be a better day than the day before. That's a very, very powerful one. You say, remember, I've told this over in the past. The Lord told me this many, many years ago. I said this over 1 year in Chanukah in Sichos Musa. We speak about the pirtzos that the Yavanim made in the Mikdash. There's a din, the first Mishnah that says Erevin tells us when you want to surround an Erev to make a Dusha Sayochid, so there are din of Mechitza. So how much constitutes a Mechitza? So the Mishnah says, so you have to have Omen Rubel Aparis. You have to have more standing than holes. It means you can have a few holes here and there, but you have to have more standing than holes. As long as no one hole is more than 10 Amos, one pirtz is more than 10 Amos, that ruins the entire Mechitza. So the two halachas, the Rubel Erevin, the Shiloh, whether the first is a din deraisa, second made deraisa, I learned everything, I figured that out. But there are two dinim in the government of the Mechitzas. You have to have a Rub Derubel, you have a row of standing. And that even within the break can't be too big. So he said, the same is true, he told me once, and Ruchnius also. He said, nobody's going to have a perfect mechitza without any breaks. It's not going to happen. There are going to be days when you have bad days in Ruchnius. It's just going to happen. There are going to be pirtzes in the mechitzas. You have to just make sure that the ups are more than the downs. And if and when you have a down, it doesn't last too long. Because you get yourself into a good slump, the slump is 10 amos wide. So then that's going to invalidate the entire Mechitza. So the Yisayid Gid Anoshe is a good lesson, not just communal level, national level, it's going to reach the individuals. Okay. Shabbat and Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, right in the middle of the start of Mitzvah Hashem the next day. Okay, we have two more students left, hopefully.